Welcome back. This is Dr. Gary Danko. As you continue this journey, I invite you to find a comfortable space where you can be fully present. Perhaps you've noticed shifts within yourself already, or maybe you're still awaiting that moment of clarity. Either way, know that you're exactly where you need to be. Today, we'll explore the profound impact of our relationships and external influences on our financial well-being. It's a journey into understanding how the company we keep and the information we consume shape our wealth mindset. Imagine, if you will, a garden. In this garden, various plants grow, each influenced by the flora surrounding them. Some plants thrive because they're supported by neighboring plants that provide shade or enrich the soil. Others may wither if overshadowed or deprived of nutrients. Our social circles function much like this garden. The people we surround ourselves with can either nurture our growth or hinder it. Studies have shown that our financial behaviors and attitudes are significantly influenced by those we interact with regularly. For instance, research indicates that individuals from lower income households are more likely to save and invest when they have friends with higher socioeconomic status. Reflect for a moment. Who are the individuals in your life that uplift and inspire you? Who encourages your financial aspirations? Conversely, are there relationships that seem to drain your energy or instill doubt about your financial goals? Sometimes, without realizing it, we maintain connections that subtly undermine our financial confidence. It might be the friend who constantly complains about money, the family member who dismisses your ambitions, or colleagues who engage in reckless spending. These influences can seep into our subconscious, planting seeds of doubt and scarcity. It's essential to recognize these patterns, not to assign blame, but to understand their impact. Consider this. Are there voices in your life that echo negativity about wealth? Do certain interactions leave you feeling less capable or less deserving? Awareness is the first step toward change. Beyond personal relationships, the media and information we consume play a pivotal role in shaping our money mindset. Sensational news stories, social media comparisons, and even entertainment can embed limiting beliefs about wealth. Imagine constantly hearing narratives that paint wealth as unattainable or associate financial success with negative traits. Over time, these messages can distort our perceptions and dampen our drive. Reflect on your media diet. Are you feeding your mind with stories of possibility and success? Or are you inundated with tales of limitation and fear? Just as we can identify and distance ourselves from negative influences, we can actively seek out and nurture relationships that bolster our financial well-being. Surrounding yourself with individuals who embody the financial values and success you aspire to can be transformative. Engaging with mentors, joining communities aligned with your goals, and building networks with those who've achieved what you seek can provide invaluable insights and motivation. Remember, it's not about using people for personal gain, but about mutual growth and mutual support. As you elevate your mindset and circumstances, you, in turn, become a beacon for others. As we conclude today's lesson, I encourage you to 1, assess your circle. Take inventory of your relationships. Identify which ones uplift you and which ones may be holding you back. 2, seek growth-oriented communities. Engage with groups and networks that align with your financial aspirations. Our group, Unlocking the Wealth Code, on Facebook, is a great place to start. Share your experiences, learn from others, and foster connections that inspire growth. 3, curate your information intake. Be mindful of the media and content you consume. Choose sources that educate, inspire, and align with your financial goals. And 4, set boundaries. It's okay to limit interactions that don't serve your growth. Protect your energy and focus on relationships that nurture your journey. Remember, the path to wealth is not just about numbers and strategies. It's deeply intertwined with the energies and influences we allow into our lives. So take a deep breath. Good. And as you exhale, visualize releasing any connections or influences that no longer serve your highest good. Inhale, drawing in positivity, support, and alignment. With each step, you're not only transforming your financial landscape, but also creating an environment where wealth can flourish naturally. When you're ready, move on to the next session. The journey continues, and you're becoming more equipped with each lesson.